Welcome back. Today I want to talk about Revelation chapter 16, more specifically about the angels that are holding the last seven plagues. And they're going to pour out the bowls or the vials upon the earth. That's what I want to talk about today. I've been looking for this sign of Revelation chapter 16 for a while now. And when I was reading the scriptures in Revelation chapter 18, it's talking about the harlot and the fall of Babylon. And Revelation chapter 18, verse 8 specifically says, "Therefore shall her plagues come in one day." So I was looking for a one-day event and I couldn't find a one-day event. But after doing the other videos previous to this and finding where the bowls are filled up, I gathered the knowledge that I gained from that. At the Revelation chapter 15, the great marvelous sign on April 8th, 2024, where the moon eclipses the sun, then you can see all the stars. That's the seven angels coming out of the temple. It's a match for Revelation chapter 15. So I did that in a previous video. I used the knowledge I got from that to go forward and help find this Revelation chapter 16 sign. And I found out it wasn't all in one day. But it makes sense when I did find it because the one day actually is meaning the passing of the sun through the tabernacle in one pass. That would be one day through the tabernacle. Once I seen that, I said, ah, that's the one day. Now, the tabernacle, it matches Revelation chapter 16. And well, let's talk about the tabernacle briefly because for those who haven't seen this before or heard about it, I've talked about it in other videos, but for those who haven't, I'll just briefly talk about it here. The heavens is like a tabernacle. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22 speaks about this as being like a tent pulled over, a curtain pulled over the earth, like a tent, a curtain. And Moses also built a tabernacle, a curtain that was a big outer court, right? The big tabernacle. Inside the big tabernacle was another tabernacle. Well, the heavens is like a big tabernacle, and in the heavens there's another tabernacle, and it matches Revelation chapter 16. It runs in the heavens from where the earth is all the way to the air, because that's where the bowls start off being poured onto the earth, and they end up in the last place being poured out on the air with all the places in between. So that is your tabernacle in the heavens, and that's what I want to walk you through today and show you where they're poured out on. And when this happens. So, I'm going to go and do that. But first, I want to go and read chapter 16, verse 1. We'll come back. We'll briefly talk about that. And then we'll go into Stellarium and I'll show you what I found. Revelation chapter 16, verse 1. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, "Go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth." So, after the Revelation 15 sign, the great and marvelous sign of the eclipse on April 8, 2024, the angels are told at the beginning of the Revelation 16 to go your ways. And that's what I want to show you now in Stellarium. But just before I do, I just want to touch on something that's really important to me. I think it's really important that the bowls are filled up in the order of the menorah. Now, to me, that's really important because the menorah that appeared in the heavens on March 13th, 2024, to me, and the Revelation 15 sign and the Revelation 16 sign here, these three all connected. And once I've seen this, couldn't unsee it. So the importance of this menorah is very important. I did not find this menorah in the heavens. No, I didn't. It was brought to my attention by the channel Truth Love Light, and she sent me an email, and she wanted me to have a look at it. And I had a look at it, and I thought it was amazing. She's the one that found it, and I thought it was just pertaining to Revelation chapter 1, where it talks about in the midst of the menorah is the bright one, right? One like a looks like a sun. And that's what I thought it was about. And I thought this was more confirmation that all these signs that when finding in the heavens and they're matching the book of Revelation, I thought this was just like a bit of an encouragement along the way that, yeah, on the right track. But after I made the video about the filling up of the bowls and looking at when they were filled up with the first hypothesis I had, and I thought, wow, has it ever looked close to the menorah? It was then that I kind of realized that I made a mistake. There was an error in there that I couldn't figure out. And so I made another video, the one I just posted, the one before this one, that has a second hypothesis, and it corrects the oversights that I had in the first hypothesis, and it matches the menorah. And with that information, I was able to go and find what I found in this video, which I want to show you. So that's why I had to talk about this, because it's really important, because it just shows that this is all an intelligent design. Like, God is amazing. He put the menorah there on purpose, and it was there to show the order of the bowls being filled up, because then there was an order for the bowls be poured out. Because without this, it could just, people could just say anything they want to do, but because this is there and it follows the order, and then it follows the order again, 15 and then 16. Now, when I say it follows the order, the way they're filled up and the way they're poured out, it's very interesting, because it reminds me of what Jesus spoke in Mark chapter 10, verse 31. And he said, "But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first." And that's exactly what happens with these angels. Whatever angel get their bowl filled up first will be last. Whatever angel filled their bowl up last will be first. And that's exactly what's happened here. When they're filled up on Revelation 15, the great marvelous sign, well, they're poured out in Revelation 16 in the reverse order. So Mars being the last angel, the last one to have its bowl filled up, well, it's the first one to pour it out into the earth. And I'm going to show you that. So let's go in Stellarium and have a look. But stick with me, because at the very end, don't leave early, because at the very end, there's something that amazing happens that really puts the seal. To me, it's like the seal of the Lord God on this one, because it's like the odds of this other event happening at the end of this one, it's mind-blowing. It just really is. So stick with me, and we'll go through this right now.
Okay, so we have Stellarium set with the location of London, England, the location being down here in the lower left-hand corner, London, England. That won't come to any relevancy until we get to the end of the tabernacle in the area of the air. At that point, the relevancy of London, England, well, I will show you at that time. But first, we're going to start off in the area of the earth, in the tabernacle, where we have the sun and the moon and Mars. Now, we know this is the area of the earth because in Revelation chapter 16, it goes through all the areas, starting off with the earth. And the first seal was right here in the rider on a horse. The sun came in. It was an annular eclipse with a corona. And we knew by reading that it was going forth conquering. The white horse was going forth conquering and to conquer. And what was the white horse going to conquer? It was going to conquer the earth. So we know this area here is the earth. The next area is the sea. The next one is the rivers and fountains of water. Next one is the sun. The next area is the beast. The next one, Euphrates River. And the next one, the air. These are all listed in chapter 16. So I'm going to read here chapter 16, verse 2. "And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image." So Mars was the last angel to have his bowl filled up. It's going to be the first one to have bowl poured out. So it's the first to be last, and the last shall be first. So Mars will pour his bowl out onto the earth.
So that was Mars pouring its bowl out onto the Earth. Mars was the last one to get its bowl filled up, and it's the first one to pour it out. So I'll just put a picture up here. It's a picture of what the tabernacle in the heavens looks like. I just drew some lines and divided it up: the earth, the sea, rivers and fountains of water, the sun, the beast, Euphrates River, and the air. So this pattern that we've seen here, the structure of it, where the sun is on top, the moon's below, and then you have the angel pouring its bowl out. This is a pattern that's you're going to see throughout the tabernacle. There's a couple exceptions, and we'll talk about it when we get there. So for now, this was Mars pouring the bowl out onto the earth. So let's go see the next one in the sea.
Okay, so we're going to follow the sun into the next area, day by day, making sure we're centered. Day by day, the area of the Earth is a large area. The dividing point is in the sea goat, is about here. It's in between this star and this star, somewhere in here. The front half of the goat is part of the Earth. So the Earth, along with the rider and horse, and the part of the front of the goat, this is all the earth. The back half of the sea goat is part of the sea, along with the water bearer. So they're big areas. And just like the trumpets and the thunders, we have a pattern here that after the earth, there's two moon cycles in the sea. This is the first moon cycle coming up here first. So the first moon cycle, we're going to go past that one, and we're going to pause at the second moon cycle when the sun and the moon are side by side. Here comes the moon now, so we'll bring it in. So right here we have the sun and the moon side by side with Venus in the water bearer, which is known as the sea. And I will read that scripture. It's chapter 16, verse 3. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. Okay, so if we go forward here, you'll see the moon. Oops, too far, too fast. You'll see the moon actually eclipses Venus right here. I thought that was pretty interesting. So that was the sea.
So that was Venus pouring the bowl out onto the sea. And this is a group two event. The first group two event was the second seal. The second group two event was the second trumpet. And the second trumpet was a longer event because it had two full moons in it. The second full moon was a super blue moon. And then it came into the thunders, the second thunder, it was also two moons in length, and it had the Revelation 10 sign. I did that video called the Revelation 10 sign, the rise of the Antichrist. So that was yeah. So this one had also had two moon cycles, and it was a second moon cycle that the sun, the moon, and Venus was right there in the water bearer to that represents the sea. So that's the sea, Venus pouring out the bowl upon the sea. It was the second last to be filled up, and it was the second one to pour it out. Okay, so that was a sea. So let's go now and take a look at the rivers and fountains of water.
So this was the second bowl, Venus pouring its bowl out onto the sea. We'll go forward now to the rivers and fountains of water. And the sun moving into the area of the fish. And the fish represents the rivers and fountains of waters. The moon's coming in. Let's go get that centered again. Sorry about that. The sun centered. We'll get the moon here. Right there. We got the sun and the moon together and Saturn right here. So this is the third bowl. And I'm going to read that. It's chapter 16, verse 4. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of water, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shall be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of the saints and the prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments.
So that was the third bowl. Saturn pouring his bowl out on the rivers and fountains of water. And it's pretty straightforward. The sun and the moon right there once again. So not much more to talk about that. We'll go back in and we'll take a look at the sun.
Okay, so we have the sun and the moon and Saturn. And that was the third bowl to be poured out on the rivers and fountains of water. So we're going to go forward following the sun. And when the sun gets right here, the sun and the moon are together, but it's not in the sun yet. So we'll go forward. When the sun hits the foot of the ram on May 1st, 2026, the sun is here all alone. It was the fourth bowl to be filled up, and it's the fourth bowl to be poured out, and it's all alone. The moon's not there. There's no other luminary in it. It's the center piece of the menorah. It is the temple of the tabernacle. And if we go look around, we'll look for the moon, and we will find the moon will be full at this point, and the moon will be at the foot of the Virgin. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Just like Revelation 12 sign, which got it going, where all the signs began, and we followed Jupiter, the man-child, Jesus. We followed him, and it showed us all the seals. Just remarkable. So right here, the sun, center of the menorah, on May 1st, 2026. So I'm going to read that one. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which had power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. So that was the fourth bowl poured out on the sun.
So that was the fourth bowl to be poured out. It was the sun all by itself, and it was poured out on the sun. The full moon was across the heavens, and it was a full moon at the foot of the Virgin. And just like with the Revelation 12 sign, they got all the signs started and going. We had the moon right there with the sun in the temple. And the sun was the fourth bowl filled up, the fourth bowl poured out. So there we go. So we'll go now and we'll take a look at the beast.
Okay, so we have the sun in the sun, which is the ram, the temple. And we'll go forward and follow the sun into the bull or the beast. And we watch this, the moon coming in here. And right here we have the sun and the moon and Mercury. Mercury was the third angel to have its bowl filled up, and now it is the third last to have it poured out. And it's in on the beast, and I'm going to read that. Chapter 10. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. That is the fifth bowl to be poured out onto the seat of the beast.
So that was the fifth bowl, and Mercury pours its bowl out onto the beast. You have the sun and the moon there, Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. We'll go on now and we'll look at the Euphrates River.
Okay, so we had the sun and the moon, and Mercury just finished pouring its bowl out onto the seat of the beast. So we'll go forward following the sun. We're going to follow the sun into the Euphrates River. The Euphrates River is represented by the Milky Way in the heavens. Here comes the moon, so we'll follow the moon as it gets into place. And it's the moon was the second angel to have its bowl filled up in the heavens, and it's the second last one to pour it out. And it pours it out here on the Euphrates River. And I will just read that scripture, chapter 16, verse 12. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called, in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. Okay, so this was the moon pouring this vial or bowl of wrath onto the Euphrates River.
So that was pretty straightforward, too. That was the moon pouring its bowl upon the Euphrates River. So we will go now and we'll check out the final one, the air. This one's pretty special. It's a little bit different than the other ones because they had a pattern except for the sun. The sun was all alone, and then they follow the pattern again. This one's a little different, so I'll walk you through it. The ending's pretty amazing, so stick with me.
So right here we have the sun and the moon. The moon just finished pouring its bowl out in the Euphrates River. The Euphrates River is represented by the Milky Way. So we'll go forward in time here following the sun. And as the moon goes around, the sun moves into the twins. And then the moon comes back in here. And once they're together, the moon will go around one more time as 14 days later, the sun conjuncts with Jupiter. And right here, the sun, Jupiter, and the beehive, which represents the air, are together. And you swing around the heavens and you'll see the full moon is in the sea goat. So we'll go back to the sun right here. And we will bring the moon back around. The moon now, and as this gets closer, it's going to turn the deep sky objects on so you can see exactly where the beehive cluster is. It's right there. The moon's there. Jupiter's right here. Let's back out a little bit. Bring the moon in a couple more hours. Five more hours, to be precise. Six more hours. Okay. Right here you can see the moon is covering Jupiter and the beehive cluster at the same time. So this is Jupiter pouring out its bowl into the air. I want to read chapter 16, verse 17. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, "It is done." And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came into remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath, and every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, and every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. So that was Jupiter pouring its bowl of wrath into the air. So we'll go back and we'll talk about this briefly. We'll come back and we'll show you the ending.
So there was there, Jupiter pours its bowl out into the air. The sun and the moon left the Euphrates River, came through the twins. There was a pause before it comes into the last station of the air. The sun came in alone. It conjuncted with Jupiter near the beehive. And then that was after 14 days of them being in the twins. And then 14 days after that, the moon is there eclipsing Jupiter and the beehive all at once. And that's when I believe the bowl was poured out into the air. So if the odds weren't amazing enough, having Mars, Venus, Saturn, and then the sun alone, and then Mercury, the sun and the moon, and then right here in the air, the beehive, if the odds weren't crazy enough there following the menorah, when you multiply this last ending part here, it just seems impossible. So I want to go in and show you now. Words just can't express how amazing this is. So go and have a look.
Okay, so the sun and the moon here with Jupiter just finished pouring its bowl or vial of wrath into the air. So we're going to go forward a few hours in time. This very same day, and this which makes the location relevant now, because this very same day, after the seventh bowl or vial is poured out, the moon comes in and creates a total blackout eclipse the same day that the seventh vial is poured out. It's going to zoom in so you can see this as it. And this eclipse is happening right in the mouth of the Lion of Judah. Just like if you remember back on the seventh seal happened when the moon was right in front of the mouth. Yeah, this is very reminiscent of that. I'm just going to go forward in time here. This day is shortened. This day is shortened because the sun is being totally eclipsed. Blackout eclipse. So before the sun even sets, the sun goes dark. And as the sun sets, this day has been shortened. Okay, so we will go back and talk about this.
I just think that is amazing. You know, the first time I seen this, and I watched it, and I followed the sun throughout the day, and I realized that I was like, wait a minute, there's an eclipse on the same day? The same day that the last bowl is poured out, and there's a black eclipse, a total eclipse. I was like, no way. It's just like, wow. But there's more. There's a little bit more. And I want to take you back in and show you some details of this that I didn't zoom in totally, because we're in London, okay? London is it's blackout eclipse, but where London's located, and I think the Lord God totally did this, to plan this out. It's just amazing. So, London's just far enough away that there's a sliver of the sun left. So we're going to zoom in and have a look at that. It's amazing. So let's go and have a peek, come back and we'll talk about it, because this looks remarkable. Okay, let's go have a look.
Okay, so we're back here. We had the moon here eclipsing Jupiter and the beehive cluster, which represents the air. And it's August 12th, 2026, midnight hour, exactly midnight. I zeroed it all out. It just turned August 12th. Before that, it would have been 8:11, but now it's 8:12. All right, so this midnight hour, and this is eclipsing both Jupiter and the air. So the bowl is literally being poured out into the air. It's the last bowl, the seventh bowl, at midnight. Okay, so we're going to go forward. Oh, yeah, we'll go forward about 6 hours, and we'll turn back on. We'll turn back on the landscape. We'll turn on the atmosphere. Okay, now I just have to adjust the moon so I can show you the details of it. Okay, there we go. I'm just going to go forward in time. All right. So just zoom in here. Okay, yeah, right in front of the mouth of the Lion of Judah. Let's go forward another hour. All right, we'll go minute by minute. We'll watch the moon come in for this total blackout eclipse. But where London is and where we observe it from here, it's going to leave a sliver of the sun. Now, this eclipse actually happens at 713. And you know much, if you've been watching my videos, you know how much I like 137 and all the combinations of 137. So 713 is the exact time of this eclipse. So we'll get here, 19th hour is 7. So 701, 702, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 713 is the peak of this eclipse. Now we're going to zoom in. This is remarkable. All glory to God. When he wants to portray a story, he really does it. They're zooming in, leaves a sliver of the sun. And from the perspective of London, England, does this not look like a bowl that is turned upside down after the seventh bowl being poured out into the air? And the same day, it's a total blackout eclipse. And from London, it looks like an actual bowl being poured out onto the earth. Just amazing. All glory to God. He's such an amazing artist. All right, so let's go and we will talk about this.
Wow, just wow. Upside down bowl, the same day that Jupiter pours out the bowl in the air, right there in the beehive, which equates the air, the moon is over top of Jupiter and the beehive at the same time, and right at midnight, and then the same day, the exact same day, there's a total blackout eclipse. But from the perspective of London, England, you zoom in, you can see a sliver of the sun, and it looks like an upside-down bowl. All glory to God. You know, a picture says 1,000 words or more, and that just spoke volumes to me. It's like the Lord definitely telling us that he poured the bowls out right here, you know, following the menorah. He filled up the bowls one way of the menorah, and they're poured out the opposite way of the menorah. And yeah, the first to be last to be first. It's all there. It's just so amazing. Anyway, here's a picture of the eclipse path there. And here is the exact time of the eclipse there. Just amazing. If you've seen my other videos in the past, this video right here will have some significance of what I'm about to say next. Because I found, it's gonna dim it down. I just got bright for a second. Okay, I found something pretty neat. Just pretty neat here. So what it is back when I found the first seal, I didn't really find it. I was literally led to it because I prayed. I was actually praying to help the pre-trib rapture community. And the Lord answered my prayer, and I think he has a sense of humor, because when he led me to the first seal, and then the second seal, and to make a long story short, he led me to the first four horsemen, the first four seals, and I made a video about that, explains it in there too, but it just like, it took me a month to like really absorb this, and I knew from the scriptures, matching scripture, And I had to do mathematical odds. I love math. I really do. So I broke down the variables. I multiplied it all out and I started doing some hard math to figure out what the odds of all this was. And I looked forward in time, backwards in time, like hundreds of years, thousands of years, like literally, quite literally, took a long time for me to actually accept this as the real deal. And I was like, okay, it's in the sequential order, just like the Bible says. I tried to give this to other brothers out there. No one wanted to run with it. So I okay, I'll do it. And so make a long story short, I did it. So anyway, if you watch my videos, if you go from the first seal, go forward 3 years, 3 months, 3 weeks, 3 days, you're going to end up at what that video was there, the hybrid eclipse. Okay. There's a hybrid eclipse. Hybrid literally means half, right? Hybrid means half. So if you go from that eclipse, 3 years, 3 months, 3 weeks, and 3 days, you end up at the seventh bull. It's like when I found this, I'm like, this is crazy. First seal, 3 years, 3 months, 3 weeks, 3 days, hybrid eclipse, which is like halfway point. A hybrid eclipse is a rare thing. If you compile all eclipses together, you get about 5% of them are hybrids, and the others are you either get a blackout or an annular, right? An annular leaves the corona, blackout leaves nothing. The hybrid is both. It's both blackout and annular. And what I mean is, like, part of it, it'll either start as an annular and fade and go all black, or it'll start as a total blackout and go to an annular. So the halfway point from the first seal, the halfway point is this hybrid eclipse. And it happens to be on April 20th of 2023. So if you run the numbers to midnight of the 19th, or if you go by the Hebrew law, the day begins at the sundown, or midnight at the 19th, which is beginning of the 20th, that's the halfway point. Because if you go from that hybrid eclipse forward 3 years, 3 months, 3 weeks, 3 days, you end up here, August 12th, 2026, the last bull. When I seen that, well, I was already convinced with the bull being upside down, but when I seen that too, it's like, wow, it's like bookends, the first seal and then all the way to the seventh bull. I was like, glory to God, like, wow, I can't make it up. It's just like the Lord led me to it after the four horses, when I presented them to you guys, you prayed for me. And I truly believe it was because you guys prayed that the Lord led me to the fifth, sixth, and seventh seal. And he just kept through prayer. I know it. I just know it, because I really don't have no other explanation. It's answer to prayer. Glory to God. Thank you for your prayers. That's just the way I see it. You know, all glory to God. This is such an amazing pattern after pattern. The math in it all is just amazing. And I liked it. I wrestled with it at first because I didn't want it to be true. I didn't want this to be true. But once I accepted it and I'm like, okay, let's see where it goes, right? Kind of like, I don't know. It's like, yeah, just see where it goes. And so I was like, okay, I have an open mind. I learned a lot through it. Huh. Yeah. All glory to God. So there it is. Let me know in the comments what you think. I have a lot more questions too. I have lots of questions. I really do. But yeah, let me know in the comments what you think. You know, I still believe time is short. I'm gonna do one more video. It's gonna come out with what I think is the seventh trumpet. I'll present that. The good news is it's before the bowls, right? That's good news. It's before the bowls. So I'll show you what I think the seventh trumpet is. You can have a look. Let me know what you think about that. So yeah, I'll do one more video. And that'll be that. And yeah, pray for more harvesters. Let's make the most of the time we have left. God bless you. I love you all very much. Thanks for all your prayers. I really do. You definitely take some credit here, because your prayers moved mountains. That's the way I feel. It moved mountains. It allowed me to be led to it, because I couldn't find, when I was going on my own strength, I couldn't find anymore until the prayers just like opened the floodgates. And it was like, wow, And it was like, it was divine. It really was divine, because it was like, it was almost like not so much an audible voice in my ear, but more like dropping thoughts into my head on what to look for. And it was like these dropping thoughts down into my mind. And that was, yeah, that's the best way to describe it. I know some people call it a still small voice, but it more felt like thoughts or questions. And it was like asking a question and I answer it. And by answering that, I was like, ah, it's like, ding, the light bulb goes off, right? And then it's like, you go look, and it's like, oh, you find something. It's like, whoa, and then you start running with it. And anyway, I'm starting to ramble, so I'm going to cut myself off. Thanks for watching. Thank you so much for allowing me to share this with you. All glory to God. Thank you, Father. And thank you for your prayers. Until the next video.